Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Well, I was on hold and waiting for you guys to talk to me. Jaden Daniels is FaceTiming me, so I had to tell him, oh, I got to go on this show. I'll get back to you when I get off the show. So,
come on, coach.
On 95.7 The Game.
I think about that interaction all the time. That was when Jaden Daniels was just some rookie who had been drafted.
Yep.
Or it might have been, was it before the draft? Or
before,
had he already?
I think, yeah.
It was after the draft, but the season hadn't started yet.
No, no. He was not yet Jaden Daniels.
Jaden, now he's Jaden effing Daniels.
Pretty much, right?
I think it was day two of the draft because we were talking to him about Pearsall.
Okay, so these guys had just been picked the day before?
Yeah, it was that Friday, right after the Thursday.
Well, I keep my commitments now.
Little did I know on that day that man would win me a fantasy championship. Not this one.
No.
Not this one.
No.
Not 95.7
yep.
game. But a different one. Different one. Two quarterback league. Round one, Lamar. Round two, Jaden. Y'all should have just stopped and gone home right then and there.
It's a good pick for you.
It was over.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot. I'm like, man. That was before Jaden Daniels became that dude. That dude. That division, man. I mean, you've already got one of the biggest brands in the sport in the Dallas Cowboys, and now you've got the Super Bowl champs.
Yep.
And so everyone looks at Jalen Hurts totally differently, and Jaden Daniels ran through the playoffs, and the way everyone looks at him, I don't know what to think about the New York Giants. That's going to take a while, but good Lord, there's a lot going on out there in the NFC East. So we were playing around with this earlier. The tush push survives, and so that will continue to be legal. But are there any other rule changes you'd love to see in the NFL? And the first thing that popped into my mind, you mentioned the kickoff thing in the conversation we just had with Sting.
I think it's just stupid. I mean, two pieces of it. The first piece is...
How do you make it not stupid, though?
You bring it back to what it was, which is you line one team up at the 30, and their own 30, and you line the other team up 5 yards away, and you let a guy kick the ball as far or wherever he wants, and then you have 10 guys or 9 guys on the line of scrimmage. You do battle, and you go out there and you try to tackle the guy who gets the football. And I know we want to protect people and all the rest of it, but the way the kickoff is now, I could ask you to explain it, and you probably could explain it,
right.
And I know the rule, but 95% of the people who watch football are still like, wait, there's a zone where the ball has to land, and if it doesn't land there, then it goes there, and if it goes in the end zone, it goes there, and they can't move until he touches it, and you can't have an onside kick anymore. They're doing too much. You're doing too much. Well, and I say this to my 2.5-year-old right. all the time when she's like, I don't want pancakes. And then you give her a bagel, and then she takes her plate and she like flips the plate. I'm like, you're doing too much. Okay. You need breakfast. This is your breakfast. You're doing too much right now.
Flipping a plate is funny though.
It's when you have a 2.5-year-old flipping the spread.
But she's got a funny dad. So that's like every parent realizes this at some point. I tell you what, I'll pitch it to you more in dog terms.
Right.
So, you know, I've got Penny, and Penny was the first dog I've ever had in my life.
And she's wonderful.
She's wonderful. I lucked out because I had no idea what the hell I was doing when we were looking for a dog. And we went out, and we went out to Richmond. And
yeah, that place.
Oh, gosh.
Is it Heartwood House?
No. I don't know why I always forget the name of the place.
You said it last time, and I know. Googled it, and I was like, this place is awesome.
They're amazing.
You tell the story, and I'll find the name.
Please, thank you.
You talk,
because I want to shout them out, because they were incredible. But we go out there to the rescue place, and we get Penny, and we had no clue what we were doing, and we lucked out, and we have this great dog.
The Milo Foundation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So a friend of mine who's had a dog for years is talking me through how to kind of do the potty training thing with a puppy, because I was planning to get a fully grown, like, potty trained dog,
yep.
And that ain't the way it played out. So we get a puppy, and I got to go through this, and I'm like, good Lord, I don't have time for this, I don't have the energy for this. And he looks at me and makes me feel even worse. This is what he says to me, and I never forgot it. He goes, I want you to understand now, if the dog ever pees or poops in the house, it's your fault, not
the dog, okay?
That is your fault 100% of the time, because this is just the way it works. Like, you've got to get into the cadence, and you've got to be ahead of it. You have to, and I know it's hard, but you have to be ahead of it, and you have to be taking them out constantly. And yes, for a few weeks, it is almost the same clock as having a newborn baby. Like, you're going to be waking up in the night, and it's going to be messy, and it's going to be awful, but every single time, it's your fault. And so now let's go back to your daughter, who likes to flip the plate
occasionally
and has a sense of humor, and she doesn't yike it, and she wants to yak in for Warriors games and all the things that you do with her.
I don't want to yak in. She doesn't want to lock in.
It's kind of your fault.
Yeah.
It's kind of your fault.
No, I get it.
You're teaching her, and so this is who she's going to be.
I'm trying to teach her, okay. but the way the cadence is of late, I make a suggestion and it's an automatic no.
Right.
I don't want to fill in the blank unless I throw at her like, you know, do you want chocolate ice cream?
No.
Then it'll be a yes for Soto.
Right.
There are very few things that I can offer that are yeses, and locking in for the Warriors game 4 is not one of them.
No, but see, but you've kind of like, you've taught her. It's no different than if I have a Jimmy Butler opinion on this show. You will immediately be like, I don't yike it.
I don't yike it. No.
And it doesn't matter what I say, you're not going to yike it.
Probably not.
That's just the way it works.
And if you need a dog, MiloFoundation.org. I'm looking at the website
Great.
They have so many dogs up for adoption.
Good. No, I'm glad you're mentioning this. Not good that they have a lot, but like good that you're mentioning this.
And we did this bit before because the names of these dogs are at times hilarious. I won't get into it again.
Well, Penny's name was Tulip when we got her.
Right.
And so, like, we hadn't even closed the door of the car before. We're like, so what are we going to change that to?
Right.
We're not doing that.
No. There is a, if you're a Laker fan out there, there's a Kobe.
Kobe.
Yep. Anyway, I'm going to get off it because I do a deep dive on these dog names.
No, and we got Penny at a time where you couldn't find a dog because it was the pandemic.
Right.
And rescue clinics, like, they couldn't even, which is a good thing.
It's a great
thing.
They
could not, like, you would look at the website and you'd be like, I'll be right there. And you would drive there, and they'd be like, gone. It's like Dwayne Kuiper and a road team home run.
Dogs,
gone.
Hiking, and golf.
Gone.
That was it for pandemic.
Totally. Totally. So it was great for the dogs.
Yep.
Great for the dogs. Everybody I know has a 4-year-old dog right now.
Exactly right.
Every single
pandemic.
Exactly.
Pandemic.
No, that's how we ended up with a puppy. Because we went out there, and I had my little list. I'm like, where's Fido? And where's
a dog that doesn't bark, pee, or poop?
Right. I need a fully grown dog
right.
that does not ever go to the bathroom, bark, and is nice around kids.
Right.
You got
and
one of those?
Walk itself, you know?
I got no time for this dog, but I want a dog. You have one of those dogs that doesn't need any attention? So anyway, but it didn't matter because everything on my list, I get there and they're like, those dogs are gone.
Nope.
Except for that one over there that they were walking at the time and they're like, they winked at me. They're like, you don't want that dog. They're like, that dog's not
good. It's going to be a no from you. Dog.
Right. They're like, that dog is not good around kids.
Right.
So don't do that. Dog's mean. And so I'm like, okay, we won't do that. But then they looked at each other and they kind of like, these people, what do you think? They profiled us. Like, you like these people? All right. And then they look back at me and they're like, stand right where you are. Don't move. And they come out with these four puppies. Four puppies. They're like, nobody knows that we just got these dogs. So you can have one of these dogs if you come back on Friday. And I was like mad for a second. So you can't bring puppies out. I have my kids with me.
Right.
It's
we'll take
over.
Them all.
Yeah. Like you can't. Hey, kid, do you want a puppy? They're like, ah. So then we got a puppy. And we had to learn how to house train a puppy. And it was hard.
Yeah.
But then it's over. And now we're ready to go. So anyway.
That's kind of how I feel about
story.
Girl Scouts selling cookies outside of supermarkets. Like
a cookie? Not from you.
Well, anyway. Like how are you going to say no? So you walk your kid, and my daughter's too young to understand what's going on, but you have like an 8-year-old and you have a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout saying, you want to buy some cookies? And your kid's like, yeah, can we? It's like, how are you going to walk away from that? It's a trap.
It is a
total
trap.
It's like bringing out puppies to a guy who's got kids with them.
Yeah. So you bring one home. That's
yep.
what you do.
All right.
510 says, hey, Willard, give Dibs a bowl of chocolate ice cream when you're giving your Jimmy Butler takes, and maybe he will yike it.
Yep. Yeah. More of a mint chip guy, but I'll
Are
do the
you?
Chocolate. Yeah.
So is Ella. I just bought some mint chip. Yeah.
We haven't gotten Mila, the 2.5-year-old, into anything other than chocolate and vanilla yet, although she thinks that vanilla soft serve is whipped cream. So,
that's fine.
I mean, which is great.
And you can live your life by just doing chocolate.
Yeah.
I have, and
okay.
I'm still here.
You chocolate ice cream? That's
chocolate
your...
anything.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even understand desserts that don't have chocolate in them. People will be like, we made apple pie, and I'll be like, why?
Cheesecake?
Why? Is it chocolate cheesecake? Then we're fine.
So like...
Again, I'll eat
angel
it.
Angel food cake?
I just, it's like, with chocolate frosting.
Okay.
Like, I'll do it. It's
right.
sugar. I'll eat it, but I'm like, I don't really understand why you didn't pick something chocolate.
I get that.
You could make one of those sugar cookies, and it's good. I'll eat it. It'd be better if it were a chocolate chip cookie, though.
Strawberry shortcake?
Don't get it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't understand. I don't even like lemon meringue pie. Like, what are you doing?
Sure.
Why would you do that? You could have made a Boston cream pie with chocolate.
I get it.
Anyway.
Anyhow, it's about 7 diversions, but I liked it all.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Is it Friday?
No.
Because he's losing it.
No.
Your guy's losing it, Lucas.
No, the text just came in all caps. It's like, chocolate bacon. I'm like, see, you get it. You get me. Why would you do something else? It's not that it's bad, but why wouldn't you do that? Put chocolate on bacon and then eat it, and then everything's fine.
Okay.
That's all.
I've never done the chocolate-covered bacon.
No,
which...
that's kind of a... Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Jimmy Butler takes, this is kind of where we started today, and we got a whole hour that's wide open for you to weigh in on this, because whether he's still here or not, Giannis Antetokounmpo was in town, did some sort of a Google thing yesterday at Shoreline Amphitheater. He was there for Google. He was there for 5 seconds. What he was doing there, I still don't even really understand. It doesn't matter. He was here. It got people talking about it because I would sort of term it this way. Giannis hasn't asked for a trade yet, but the report is already out that Giannis is exploring options. I do think that NBA owners around the league are expecting that at some point soon, you're going to get word that Giannis Antetokounmpo is respectfully requesting a trade. So that's going to be out there. Now, what are the teams you start to hear about? The Warriors are certainly one of them, but they're different. And Brian Windhorst was on Get Up on ESPN on Monday, and he kind of explained that. So listen to this, because there are teams that are candidates, and then there are other teams that are different kind of candidates. And I think that's what the Warriors are. They're a different kind of a candidate for Giannis Antetokounmpo. So let's start there. Here's Brian Windhorst.
Yes, there is a package that the Warriors could use. They have some future draft picks. They have interesting young players. Like last year, Brandon Podziemski was off limits. Who knows if that's going to be the case this year. But they can't win a bidding war. First off, I just want to say, agreed, Giannis has not let it be known. He certainly wants out of Milwaukee. So I do not think we should assume that. If we do reach that point where Giannis would want to look around, he will have agency in this. He has 2 years left on his contract. The Bucks don't have to listen to him. But if he were to come to Milwaukee and say, I want to play with Steph, there could be a deal worked out. The same would apply, in my view, to the Knicks or the
Lakers.
Agreed,
yes.
If he says, I want to be a Knick, send me to New York, or I want to be a Laker, these are big ifs, those trades could get worked out. But if it's just an open market, none of those three teams, in my opinion, could win a bidding war with the Bucks.
Okay, and I agree with him. If you start thinking about...
Well, the last statement, for me, is the biggest piece of all this.
Which is what?
If it is an open market. I don't believe that this would be an open market.
I have no idea. You wouldn't think. Like, in other right. words, what you're saying is you very much doubt that Giannis is going to be like, I'd like to request a trade, and you can send me wherever the hell you want.
Yeah, anywhere.
Now, here's the other side of what he's saying, though. I could easily argue that the teams most equipped to get him also would be amazing teams if he were on them. Like, the Spurs are equipped to get him, and they could do it without giving up Wembanyama or De'Aaron Fox. Like, they could center that around Stephon Castle and a bunch of picks, and they've got a ton of picks. They've got the number two pick in the draft. You could center it around that. The Houston Rockets could center it around Jalen Green and a bunch of picks. And you get Giannis, and they'd still be awesome. So you could argue that those teams would still really be good. Now, here's what I do think San Antonio and Houston have working against them. I have also seen plenty of reports that in this moment, the places that are interesting to Giannis are all major markets, not Houston.
Houston is a major market. I know what you're saying.
Not Houston.
New York, L.A., Golden State, Miami.
Maybe Chicago.
Chicago.
Right.
Those are your Dallas.
Sure. So
I mean, Houston's a big market, but in terms of what you're talking about, the...
It's not a glitzy, fun, coastal, whatever. Sure. Right? So the Warriors would fit into that mix, the Lakers, the Knicks. That's step one. Step one is the Warriors would need to kind of get lucky. Like, you would need Giannis to say, I want to go there. Now, he's always been so overwhelmingly complimentary of Steph. And yes, with him being here in the Bay Area yesterday, it got everybody going. It's like 6 seconds at a Google conference. Like, you know, you went straight to Atherton after that. I know where you had dinner. That's why Dibs was dreaming about it last night.
Yeah. Giannis, he was not in my dream.
No, but he wasn't there.
Probably should have been.
Yeah. Would have been a lot cooler if he was.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, did Giannis connect with Steph? Maybe. No way for us to know. But what really got me going in this conversation is the way a lot of Warrior fans started talking about it. Like, I keep it, for me, I sort of feel about it in a very general sense, where it's like, well, Giannis is one of the best players in the NBA. He also happens to be 6'11 and incredibly athletic. He's all the things that the Warriors need. So, like, do you want Giannis on your team? Yes. These are my favorite. What would you give up? All of it. What would you give up?
Outside of Steph, of course.
Yes. The answer is yes. I would do any of those things to have Giannis. But what ensued from a lot of Warrior fans was in some way a narrative on Jimmy Butler. Like, yes, you need Giannis because we saw either what happened last week without Steph and Jimmy isn't good enough to do it anymore, or he's too old or whatever, or in some way it was like a, you know, do you trade Jimmy Butler in this whole thing? Because in some way people feel now that even as amazing as his time here has been, that he feels disappointing because of the way the season ended. And that surprised me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't feel that way, like, even a tiny little bit.
For me, it's not about Jimmy Butler and an indictment of what he did or didn't do. It's about an upgrade. If you can go from Jimmy Butler to Giannis Antetokounmpo as your player alongside Steph Curry, I believe you get better. And you can put aside what else you'd have to give up. Maybe Kuminga would be a part of it. I don't know what would be a part of any deal to get Giannis. And I know that it is somewhat of a long shot, although I'm looking at MGM, BetMGM. They put up odds about 9 days ago on next team odds, and the Warriors are the number two choice behind the Rockets. Yeah. It's the Rockets, then the Warriors and the Thunder, then the Spurs are the fourth choice.
The Thunder?
That's according to BetMGM and the betting market. I don't know
that's
if that would mean
fascinating.
That, you know, Shea would be on the move, or I don't know what the deal would be.
I'm just
looking at odds. Okay. Well, I don't see many of these things being that likely. The Spurs one is interesting. But
is he going to, like, again, he would have to want to go there solely because he feels like that would pay immediate championship dividends. And I, like, Wembanyama, I think, is wonderful, but that's going to be a process.
Well, and Castle only makes $9 million. So if you really want to make that deal work, and if Castle's the centerpiece because he's a great young player, you got Devin Vassell making 27.
Well, there you go.
Well, he goes, and then, you know, Harrison Barnes is making 19 and an expiring.
Go.
And so
Perfect. You're
starting to put it all together.
Yeah.
But for me, putting aside where he would go, if I'm Giannis and I'm looking at going somewhere, I would look at playing with Steph Curry as a great destination. And so if you were to make it work as a Warrior team, for me, it would have to involve Jimmy Butler and multiple 3 first-round picks, probably a couple of pick swaps as well, and maybe a younger player.
There was the insinuation by Brian Windhorst, because it's all over the internet, and I searched like crazy, and I realized he didn't actually say this. But even if you listen again to what we just played, he starts talking about, yes, the Warriors can put together a package, and he starts talking about interesting young players and draft picks, and the Warriors do. They've got draft picks, and they've got interesting young players. If you did want to sign and trade Jonathan Kuminga, that gets you more than half the way to Giannis's contract right now. Like, if they want to pay him $30 million, And put him in that deal. Pods, put him in that deal. Moody, put him in that deal. And guess what? You're getting pretty close, because Moody's already 13. And if Jonathan's going to be 30, and then you put in Pods and maybe TJD, and then you rock 2 or 3 picks, that would probably be the deal. And then you go, wait a minute. Like, oh, it does not include Jimmy Butler. Now, the other thing that every single capologist will always say right now, and I am not a capologist, and if you asked me to describe the apron, I would start talking about what my dad used to wear when he cooked.
Nice.
I have no clue what the hell. Like, I get it when you say the apron, but the rules and what's preventative, nobody cares. Nobody gets it. So I'll just say this. Everyone I talk to in NBA circles says the same thing. To carry 3 players making well north of $40 million a year is not impossible, but it's damn close.
Well, look at Phoenix this year.
Right.
You mentioned it. And so, you and I talked last offseason, and you said there's no way they keep all 3. And I said, well, I mean, they could. And if it works, it's genius. If it doesn't, it's a disaster.
I was like, it's stupid. And then they did it, and it was stupid.
It was only stupid because they didn't play well.
They didn't play.
Right. Because they didn't make the playoffs. Yeah. That made it kind of stupid.
And you know what? Like, sometimes when you do this, when you over trade machine the conversation, you do put a team together that you think, ooh, this is hot stuff. And then it doesn't work. Like, I could sit here, remember you mentioned earlier this week, debate class.
Yep.
Remember, and they give you your argument. Like, you don't have any choice. And if someone said to me, okay, Mark, argue that Giannis, Jimmy, and Steph all together would be a bad thing. Oh, I could do it.
Yeah.
I could do it easily.
When you would use the Phoenix example, and I'm looking at it now, Durant made 51-1, Beal made 50.2, Booker made 49.2. And they did not even, they made the play-in, right? And then they got bounced.
No, they missed.
They were the 11th seed?
They did not anything.
That got awkward.
Yeah, they did not make anything.
Well, if you look at the rest of the guys on the team, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys making 2.07, which I believe is the vet min. Mason Plumlee at 35, Bol Bol, Tyus Jones. So it was the big 3, and, well, Grayson Allen, pretty good young player, but... And then a bunch of guys making nothing. Well,
but, I mean, imagine the Warriors for just a second. Like, how are y'all feeling right now about the Warriors supporting cast? How's everybody doing right now?
I think it's mixed. I mean,
do you?
It's mixed with a hint of kind of disappointment.
Right. I feel like people think that that's just not enough.
Well, it's not enough.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you want to look at going into next year, you've got question marks because GP2 and Kevon are free agents, and Kuminga's either going to get a lot of money to stay or a good amount of money to leave.
Right.
So you're left with Pods, TJD, and Gee.
And Moody.
Right.
Right? Moody making 13 starting next year or whatever it is. And he was terrible at the end.
Yeah.
And Pods got mixed reviews and mixed results in the playoffs. But again, now what I'm saying is if you were to do that mythical deal for Giannis, now all those good young players are gone too. There's no Kuminga. There's no Pods, there's no Moody, there's no TJD. You're probably not re-signing Looney or GP2 unless you can do it for minimum salaries. You're filling out your whole roster with nothing but minimum salaries. All right, great. Now one of them gets hurt.
Yeah. Well, that won't happen.
You suck out loud.
Yeah.
You'd be awful. So I could argue it. I wouldn't, but I could. Is kind of what I'm getting at. But anyway, I don't even know what a deal would look like. And it doesn't matter until Giannis does tell the Bucks, you've got to get me to Golden State. And I think that that even probably sounds better to us than it sounds to Giannis. Like, if he's thinking, I'm turning 30, what's my future? I get that joining Steph and Jimmy might sound great for, like, next year. How's it sound after that? I mean, it sounds like you'd be a great centerpiece at a wonderful organization, but you'd be starting from scratch as far as what would fill in around Giannis in another year or two.
And if you didn't trade Jimmy Butler somehow, and you just brought Giannis in and you took care of all the other contracts, and Moody's gone and Buddy's gone and Kuminga in a sign and trade is gone and maybe Pods too, the big four that you would have would cost you $192 million just on their own.
Right. Like,
for next year.
We've left out that Draymond Green makes a lot of money.
Only $26 million next year.
That's a lot.
Right. Steph's at 59.6. Jimmy's at 54.1. Giannis is exactly the same number. So,
as Jimmy.
Same exact number.
Yeah.
And so you add in Draymond's 26. Now you're looking at $192 million for four guys. You're assuredly going to be over the cap, and you're going to be over the second apron as well, which starts to hinder you in the future to do other things that you want to do.
Right. So anyway, like that is so large, and I think it is so out there, and it is so, until Giannis says otherwise, not really relevant yet. But for me, what came out of yesterday and today is that I think some of you Warrior fans are feeling disappointed in Jimmy Butler.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
A little disappointed.
That's interesting to me.
And I'll just...
I don't feel that.
I'll say this for me, and I won't speak for Guru, although he and I, it sounded earlier today like we were in lockstep.
You're pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah, I just think that when you have a guy coming in and he's making that much money, and I know every player is different in terms of what you expect from them, but when you lose your best player, your best scorer, I would look to the guy who should be your next best scorer, and I would look for that player to be a little bit more assertive and impactful in trying to go out there and pick up the slack, and I didn't see that in games 4 and 5. And that, for me, was the disappointing part of it.
I'd like to add something new to this conversation as well that I find difficult. So a guy plays through an injury, and the second he does so, it feels like that has to be removed from the conversation simply because he tried. And let me do my best to use what we were talking about earlier with the Giants breaking news as kind of a comp. Like, Kyle Harrison is now throwing 97 or 98 on the gun. And I'm going to expect that Kyle Harrison, remember at the beginning of last year, we're like, okay, 22 years old, young star, young buck, young fella, here we go. And it was kind of, started out okay, and it was a little disappointing. We've come to learn now that Kyle Harrison was pitching hurt, and it messed his mechanics up, and it knocked him like 5 miles an hour off the velocity, and his ERA was 4.5, and the whole thing was super frustrating and disappointing for him and for the Giants. Now he comes back this year. We'll see what he does. We'll see if he even gets this spot with Verlander going on the IL. But now he's throwing 98 on the gun. And what if his track to stardom rebirths itself? Are we not supposed to look at last year and be like, dude was playing hurt? And we have every indication that Jimmy Butler was playing through tremendous pain and discomfort. They have said as much. And so to ask him, just because he makes 50-something million dollars and now Steph Curry's out, to expect him to come out and perform at his absolute highest level in a very, very tough spot and score all of these points and win a game and get it to Steph, I think that's really rough, man. I think it's really rough to then let that short sample kind of either, as you put it, disappoint you a little bit or define who Jimmy Butler is right now as a player.
It doesn't define him, but for me, when you have a player go out there and play and the player never says, well, yeah, I mean, I was so hampered due to injury that I couldn't do X, Y, or Z, I'm going to hold you to the standard of you're out there playing And you look at game three when he was still hampered from the injury and he shot it 26 times and he had 33 points. So for some reason, he wasn't so hurt in that game that he couldn't go out there and shoot the ball 26 times and go out there and score 33 points. So I'm going to take the injury part of it and put it aside because he was out there playing and
right.
He was playing basketball and he never once said afterward, you know, I couldn't look to score because I had this injury.
Others did.
Well, he didn't.
Steve Kerr did, and you've had every injury in the book.
So and I have them right now.
And you know damn right. Well there are good days and bad days.
Yes.
They don't all feel the
Today's
same.
Today's actually been a pretty good day.
All right, good. I'm glad for you.
And if I was out there and, you know, on this show, I'm out here trying to do what I do despite all of my myriad injuries.
Right, but, I mean, there are successes and failures with that. So I'm not going to take the performance in Game 3 and then expect that that's just what you're going to get every single time. I'm not using it as a catch-all. I have no idea what he was feeling. I have no idea how it affected him. My larger point is not even about those four games. It's about all the others. It's about that now it feels to me like Jimmy Butler is the one who's taking it on the chin for what happened at the end of the Warriors season, even though we damn well learned definitively that the Warriors weren't good enough to do anything or even make the playoffs until Jimmy Butler got here. But we don't do this to Steph. And Steph is the one whose body actually broke down on him. Jimmy Butler's injury was of the bone variety. It was of the trauma sort of variety. Steph was just running down the floor, and his body gave out on him. And so now somehow this has woven its way to Jimmy Butler's lap. And I think that stinks. I saw a comment on YouTube earlier today that was like a little dismissive of what Jimmy achieved. They're like, don't act like he took him to the promised land. He took him to the 7 seed. Right, from the 11 or 12 seed. In other words, if you do, and we did, spotlight just Jimmy Butler's time here, they were the 2 seed. They were the 2 seed during that window.
Right. And not only because of Jimmy Butler,
no, of course
because
not.
Of the entire collective.
Right, but they were elevated to that right at his arrival. I mean, there's really no way to dismiss what happened when he arrived. It was night and day, immediately.
Right, and it's because of not only Jimmy Butler, but what everybody else did when he was here, including Steph Curry. And if you look at Steph Curry's record when he played without Jimmy Butler, he was a few games below 500 on the season in games in which he played. Yet and still, when Jimmy played without Steph, the team was 1-6. So for me, it's not as simple as, well, it was all Jimmy. I'm not saying that you're intimating that it was all Jimmy. When Jimmy came, the team got a whole lot better. And then when Steph was unable to play anymore, Jimmy Butler was unable to, in my opinion, elevate his game to where the loss of Steph Curry was mitigated.
But same with Steph. Same with Steph.
But when Steph was out and Jimmy was on the Warriors, they went 1-2 in the regular season. And then they went 0-4 in the playoffs without Steph.
Right, but Steph playing without Jimmy didn't go well either. Like, don't give me the one game that they played in the playoffs. Like, we talked about this throughout the year. He missed that. After his arrival, he missed that game. Was it in Detroit? No, it was somewhere. They were on the road. It was
Jimmy.
The first game.
Philly. They went to Philly
there
and they lost.
There you go. And Philly had none of their players, and they got their butts kicked. I didn't hear anybody come out, oh, Steph, how come you can't be that dog, dude? Like, again,
he had 29 in that game.
Right.
Steph did.
But so what?
Well,
it's an empty 29.
Sure, because, you know, your teammates
Jimmy had,
don't pick you up.
But Jimmy had 30. What did he have in game?
It's 33.
33. So what are we talking about? What is it
we're
that
talking
he
about
can't...
game 4 and 5 when he didn't take the initiative to try to pick up the slack.
What?
That's what we're talking
so
about.
So you are talking about effort then.
No, not effort.
What's the
initiative.
Word?
Initiative. I'm talking about initiative. I'm not going to ever look at a player's effort, unless you're like Juan Soto and you hit a ball off the monster and it takes you 6.8 seconds to get to first. Okay, that is effort. Yeah. I don't think that Jimmy Butler lacked effort. He played 43 minutes in, I think it was game 4. I know in game 5, he played 42 minutes. He was out there playing. I just didn't see the initiative, the force to try to get to the foul line, to try to like get to the to the hoop and score the basketball.
I just think, first of all, to me, this is a very, very small sample size Steve conversation.
Big games, though. So
yes, they were. They were right. Very, very big
and
games.
And for me, the whole conversation is against the backdrop of Giannis. Like, I don't come into today thinking, you know what, we got to get rid of Jimmy or else. It's the idea of if you had Giannis instead of Jimmy, could things have been different in that series? And I believe they would have been.
And that's fine for you to believe that. I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is also the core of this conversation is something you and I talked about a lot when it was happening. Like, I accept, and I know some of you think this is defeatist and soft and whatever. I accept that if Steph's out, you're dead. You're dead.
Yeah, I don't accept that.
How are you not?
Well, like, if you could have gotten to game six and Steph comes back, you would have had a real chance in the series.
First of all, that entire concept probably gives Steph a little bit too much credit. It really does.
Well, it's what Steph was saying about his own body.
Right, but I don't mean about him being available. I mean the idea that if Steph returns, bang, they just win game six and seven, no problem.
No,
cape on.
But they have a live chance at home.
A better chance.
And even if Steph is out there running around at 70%, the fact that he's out there running around is a huge deal for the Golden State Warriors offense.
Of course, which is actually the core of my entire point. Like, I don't believe they can win without Steph in any way, shape, or form. Grab any other player in the NBA and stick him on the team. And if their teammates are a cold pods, a lost Moody, a just out of the shrink wrap Kuminga.
Who was cooking.
He was fine. Yeah, he was great. Okay, and I haven't played with him. I haven't barely played with him ever. Okay, that's Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga. They barely played together at all. Who else am I missing? Who are my other teammates? Draymond. I got Draymond Green, so he's good on defense. There's no star in the NBA that's going to come make that be a good basketball team.
You just needed to win one game.
Well, again,
to get to game six, and then who knows from there?
Right. Who knows from there? Because I attended a home game that Steph Curry played in against a very young basketball team just about 3 weeks ago, where they had the power to eliminate that team in their own building, and they got their butts whipped by the Houston Rockets in game six. Now, they came back, performed beautifully, and they won in game seven. Steph Curry's presence doesn't automatically mean you win the game or any game.
Of course not.
So I think it's very difficult to put all of this at the feet of Jimmy Butler if you really look at the menu of what kind of took place there. That was going to be a challenge for any NBA star, any of them.
Right, and maybe he's not an NBA star anymore. And I'm looking back now at some of his comments, and I'm looking at, you know, what Jimmy Butler was over the course of the 30 regular season and the, 10 or so playoff games that, you know, he's considering himself Robin. And after game one, he said, yeah, it's really hard if you don't have Steph. And these are all good, honest, and fair.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Things to say, maybe you look at Jimmy Butler in a different way. He's not a star anymore. That's and when crazy. He was with Miami,
that's crazy.
And he carried the heat. He carried the heat, right? Because they had Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson and Bam and all these Gabe Vincent guys who were, they were pups, they were babies, and Jimmy put them on his back.
Yep.
And that was 2 years ago. And now 2 years later, you've got another group of pups and you lose Steph Curry and he's not able to do the same thing with, granted, probably a lesser cast of characters.
But it was a pop quiz. Like, the Miami comp has got to stop.
He played... that's why I'm saying he's not a star. Right. And it's okay to say that.
Of course he's a star. Look what he did here. Look what he did here.
As a secondary piece to Steph Curry.
He was so much more than that in terms of importance. He walked here, snapped his fingers, and the Warriors immediately became good. Like, immediately became good, and they weren't good up until then.
Right. Right? That doesn't mean that he's a star. It means he's a good complimentary player.
I
don't want to get caught up in the label of it, but he's not the same player he was 2 years ago.
The comp to Miami is consistently unfair because you're talking about a team that he was on all year, with teammates all year, with a process that was centered around him all year. When he comes here, they become good immediately. Then they get to the playoffs and they go, oh, by the way, everything you guys have been doing, change it. We're taking Steph off the court. Here's Jonathan Kuminga. His name's Jonathan. Introduce yourself to him. He's now your second best player, on this, at least on offense. Go win a playoff game. Yikes. He had no continuity with those guys whatsoever. And a lot of them suddenly were playing poorly, Pods and Moody. Those guys in Miami, that was a basketball team. That was a constructed team that played that way all year long. So I think the rub that you and I are having right now is, I would say what you're asking Jimmy to do, he didn't do it. You're saying he can't do it.
I think I'm saying both.
I think he absolutely can if given a different set of ingredients.
Well, we probably will see next year if this roster stays intact at the top and parts will move in the middle and at the bottom for sure. And if you get Jimmy and Draymond and Steph, which Draymond said this on his podcast earlier in the week, that, you know, if we get a training camp and we get a full year and we don't have to start playing virtual playoff games in February, things could be different. So if Jimmy gets a full season with maybe Kuminga still here, maybe not, but Draymond and Steph and whoever else is a part of this, then yeah, at that point, you'll get a better look at what Jimmy can be in this system and in this structure. I just look at the Jimmy Butler that I thought we were going to see without Steph Curry. Steph gets hurt, you win game one, and Jimmy says, you know what, it's hard playing without 30. Yeah, really hard. Okay, Jimmy, you're making 50-plus million, and I know that that bothers you when I cite that. If you're making that much money and you're a star in this league, then go out there and be a star.
Okay.
Take a game over.
So 54 million.
And if you don't
million,
take a game over,
so 54
he's only
million.
Making 46 this year.
Okay, so 46 million.
So if you
million.
Don't go out there and take a game over, then maybe you're not a star.
Okay. And I would respond to that by 46 million to me, just because you make it, does not mean that I can grab you, give you new teammates, essentially, who you have not been playing with at all, in the middle of the playoffs, and you're hampered by an injury.
I'm not going to give him that.
Fine, you don't have to. This is my take.
Yep.
And those players around you are suddenly largely not playing well, worse than they had been playing. Moody suddenly lost the ability to play ball. Pods is doing 1-for-11. You're going to do all of it. We're going to take one of these games and make it exploratory, and then we're immediately going to give basically this whole new look thing a try on the fly, something you haven't done yet against an elite team. Go. And you get three shots at it, and if you go 0-for-3, you're no longer a star?
They get four shots at it.
Again,
game two, he played.
Game two, exploratory by Steve Kerr, messed with lineups all over the place and admitted it publicly.
Yep.
So, again, you're taking my take. That's fine. But that's how I view it, and I don't find that to be that's not a full deck. He's not playing with
you.
Let him have a full deck and then see if he can still be a really great player in this league, because I firmly believe he can.
Oh, he can be a really great player.
We watched it.
If you're going to be in that spot, then if you're making star money and he's making star money, then you go out there and you at least try to be a star. And going 5-for-9 in a playoff game when you're surrounded by everything you described and everything you laid out was very accurate. Moses Moody was suddenly unplayable. He hadn't played with Kuminga at all. Draymond Green was underwhelming offensively, and Pods was in an absolute deep funk. All those things are in place, and you're making star money? Go be a star, or at least go try to be a star.
Go be a star. Go just
you know what? Just go 5-for-9, and just go meekly into this good night.
Stars do not, like, again, this alpha dog thing that we need, like, just take all the shots. That's not basketball.
What he did in game three, he took all the shots.
No, he didn't.
And that was the closest thing they came to winning.
He didn't take all the shots.
He took 26 shots.
Right.
He took more shots than he took in game four and five combined.
Yes, he did.
That's what I wanted to see in game four and in game five, and we didn't see that.
You're also parsing minutes, because Minnesota played very differently in game four and five than they did in game three. They blew them off the map. They were down immediately in the second half of game four. And you need to start firing threes, which is not Jimmy Butler's forte. So maybe a couple of times he drives in and thinks to himself, you know what, we're down by 17. Maybe not free throws right now. Maybe I'm going to swing this out to Buddy Buckets, Buttered, and see if he can knock down a three. Maybe he makes that decision a couple of times. I'm just trying to offer him that grace, because I believe he's earned it. I believe his time with the Warriors, he earned it, because he was incredible. And he's a brilliant basketball player, mentally, not just physically, and was hurting, and Rudy Gobert was waiting for him under the hoop. All of those circumstances that are going to stop me from making definitive statements about Jimmy Butler based off of that experience.
I'm making definitive statements based on that experience. That doesn't mean that going into next year, if he's back, and I assume he will be, that he can't be better. I just thought
sounds like
he
it.
Was no, but I'm
maybe
telling
he's
you,
not a star.
Oh, he's not a star.
Of course he is.
Right.
He's and Jimmy Butler.
He went 5-for-9 in the game.
Okay, so that's it.
So
you're
no,
doing what my dad does.
If you're a star and you're in a spot where your team needs you, then you go out there and you exert your will and you try like heck to do everything you can to carry your team. And you know, in the third quarter they got down and that was it. He shot the ball, I think, three times in the third quarter. And it was a wrap.
Okay.
And so to me was not a star performance.
That's fine.
It was not a star. It was not a star effort.
That's fine.
So if you're a star, you don't go 5 for 9 in a game where your team gets blown out.
So stars can't have, there's no bad nights.
I
watched a game this year where Steph Curry didn't score.
Yeah, how many shots did he take?
I don't even know.
11 is the answer.
Okay.
And in about 2.5 quarters.
I mean,
he tried like heck to at least go out there and exert himself.
Not the only bad
offensively.
Game. Again, if you want to do not a star performance, great. I'm not going to go not a star. And then you tell me you're not defining him by that performance. You are.
Well, I just think that
if you're labeling him not a star.
Well, that's just a label. It doesn't mean he can't have a good game.
That's
right.
Defining him.
Well, you know what's defining him is the fact that he's making 50-something million next year. That's defining.
And worth every penny based on what he did this year with the Warriors. Larry and Lafayette, let's take some calls. Some people want to weigh in. Hey, Larry, thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, just listening to this, I totally agree that 5 for 9 is really not acceptable in terms of the amount of effort. But when you look at what happened, you're talking about the people that didn't play well. If Kuminga played with Moody and hadn't played all year, that's not either of their fault. But all along the line, Jimmy caught the scheme this time that Steph always catches, and it's different for Jimmy, so they had him corralled down low. Then from there, Pods probably became the guy that Pods are healed, took the second spot, the kind of scheme they would do for Jimmy normally. So the whole team is going against better defenders than they normally go. And that is not easy to overcome, especially for a relatively, I wouldn't say we were consistent the whole year long without Jimmy. So, but it does bother me that 5 for 9. But I don't want to badmouth the guy. I feel like we let some people chase KD out of here a year or two early, including Draymond. And I really think now we need to kind of enjoy having Jimmy around, because in the regular season, he can get us there to the playoffs. The problem is there's 3 seasons in the NBA. There's the regular season. There's the playoffs, when the players actually bend their knees while playing defense. And then you get the finals, which really shows who's best.
Yep. Larry,
so I think we got to go that direction.
Yeah, Larry, that's a good call. And I if you're bothered by the 5 for 9 performance, that's totally fine. I just personally don't like taking that to a level where we now decide that's who Jimmy is. Like, how about this text, 510, I see you. Jokic went 5 for 9 in game 7 against the Thunder. Not a star?
He's the MVP. Yeah.
He's actually not.
Well, he's
an hour
been
and a half
the
ago.
MVP, right?
Yes, he has. Yeah. Yes, he has.
So, and in that game, the defense, Alex Caruso was just too much for him.
Right, but see, now you're singling out that, you're saying that's that game. Like, why can't you offer that for Jimmy?
Because in that game, first of all, Denver lost by 30 or so. I think that Jokic played about maybe 2.5 quarters. I believe they pulled the plug pretty early on that.
In game 7 and pulled the plug in the third quarter?
Well, they pulled
it
in the fourth quarter for sure. I'll check the minutes and see how many he played, but Denver had more around Jokic than Jimmy had around him in game 4 against Minnesota.
That's funny. I mean, I could use that point to go in either direction. I know your point. You're thinking, oh, Jokic had more around him, so he had other people who could shoot.
Right.
But my point would be, yeah, why can't you give Jimmy some grace? He had no one around him. No one around him.
Which is why I would look for a player to be more aggressive to score.
Which is why the Timberwolves put all 5 of their people dedicated to that as well.
All 5 of them.
Okay. I mean, hello. Yes.
They didn't put all 5 guys on him.
Okay, a little exaggeration, but you know what
right.
I mean.
Yeah.
Of course Minnesota's like, dude, let anybody but Jimmy shoot. Why do you think Pod's got so many open looks? They're focused on him.
Right.
And you want him to shoot anyway over people who are 4 inches taller than him and waiting for him. Like, you want him to force it. That's not the way he operates. It's a bad basketball
it's
play.
It's because he's not that guy anymore. He's going to be 36. Okay. He'll be 36 next year, and he's not a guy who anymore can just get the ball and score on anybody. Oh. Maybe he was that guy in Miami.
He was that guy a month ago. I mean,
with Steph, alongside Steph.
Yes.
Which changes everything.
Yes.
When
every
you don't have
star,
Steph, He's not able to do that because he's 36 almost, and he's not that guy.
Every star in this league, including those named Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, needed a star next to him. All of them. You can't ball this way. You can't be by yourself. In fact, this guy is the guy in the history of the league who people point to when they want an example of somebody who sort of looked like they did it by themselves. But in large part, that does not exist. It happens in movies and on NBA 2K and in our minds. You don't go play ball by yourself and win playoff games. You can't do that. You have to have good teammates.
Right.
So that you can have spacing and loosen things up and execute what you're trying to do. You can't just go score on Rudy Gobert by yourself because you want to. That's all.
On the point about Jokic and the 9 field goal attempts, he took 11 free throws. And okay. When you get fouled while shooting the ball, it doesn't count as an attempt. So I don't know how many of those additional attempts he took that resulted in fouls, but he wound up with 20 points regardless.
Yeah, that's fair.
With 11 free throws.
Your point and our texter's point, both fair on that one. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. Hey, don't forget, kids and campers, both Steve Kerr and Brock Purdy are on the show tomorrow. How about that? Okay, Brock Purdy, we are going to chat with at 3 o'clock and Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock. But if I were you, I'd be safe and just listen to the whole damn show.
Always.
Okay, Brock Purdy at 3, Steve Kerr at 5. How you like them apples? But more you want to weigh in, and we'll talk to you next on Willard and Dibbs.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.